I am the larva of a mayfly. I live for just one day. Now is my time for hatching, but the sky is dark and grey. It just isn't worth the effort to rise up in the air. For 24 hours life, how can you think that fair? I'd never dry my wings out to soar as I should. I plan to stay here happier, just lazing in the mud. May. As I look out of my window, to sigh I cannot fail. As yesterday was sunny, now we have rain and hail. When warm rays caressed my skin, I shouted out with glee. Got my dresses from the attic, fingers crossed they still fit me. So I folded up my jumpers, likewise my woolly vest. Got fed up of doing this, so just piled up the rest. In the cupboard high, I stuff them all. They won't be needed till the fall. So that is why you see me staring through my window pane in a frilly frock and shivering. Yes, May's come round again. There are drawbacks. Here I am sat sipping wine, though my pace must be slowing, for I've had this glass for half an hour. And still it isn't going. The colour now is not so bright. It cannot be disputed. My Merlot now is palest pink. I think it's been diluted. I'm thankful pubs are open. There's no need to explain, as we have that British handicap when you sit outside in rain. A person of importance. Well, the topic was person of importance, I thought, and I thought to do a play on words because I was having difficulty finding something to do with it. Anyway, the joke was on me because it was a person of interest, so I'd actually written the wrong one. But here we go. They'd been married quite a while, and although they'd had fun trying, friends started giving nods and winks. Just what were they implying? As time was cracking on, their age is getting greater. Wife made an appointment, felt it couldn't wait till later. He sat in private cubicle, a glossy mag to read. It was supposed to help him to do required deed. After quite a while, he succeeded in his task, managing to fill a great enormous flask. Maybe husband didn't listen. I was deaf and didn't tell. But when he heard the end results, his head began to swell. At the final consultation, the outcome made him glad. Just heard he was important. Missed he couldn't be a dad. And this is the title that I really should have wrote about, A Person of Interest. He looked so lovely standing there, waiting for the bus. When it turned up 15 minutes late, he didn't swear or cuss. He must be very fit, as I couldn't fail to note. Though the day was extra cold, he didn't wear a coat. His muscles were all rippling. He'd a well-developed chest. I could see them all quite clearly through the holes in his vest. I know that I'm in love with him. I hope he feels the same. Yes, it happened very quickly. I don't even know his name. I hope the stop where he alights is somewhere near his house, and that he isn't spoken for. I'd like him for my spouse. I will get off when he does, find out where he's dwelling, take photos with my camera, without ever telling. I am not a stalker. I don't mean to alarm. It's just that I'll be watching him to keep him from all harm. The police cannot arrest me. I'm certainly no threat. I don't go trolling people via internet. I'll view him so discreetly. I won't be a pest. I state in my own defence he's a person of my interest.